الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we speak on the actual subject, just a little reminder. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has responded, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, used to say that always remind of one sunnah. So one sunnah that is vanishing very fast from the ummah is the sunnah of the dastarkhan. That is when we eat to have a tablecloth, a dastarkhan. And today, not only the dastarkhan is vanishing, the whole concept of sitting on the floor and eating is vanishing very fast. And today the table has taken its place. The kuffar have vowed that they will make every effort to remove every sunnah, replace it with something else. The miswak with the toothbrush, everything. And this sunnah also. And there are great, great benefits and many details written by hakims, doctors, scientists, of sitting on the floor and eating and sitting in the sunnah posture. But unfortunately, that is vanishing from the ummah. So much so that we are eating not even with our hands, with spoon, fork, knife, etc. That is becoming more and more common. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to bring the sunnahs back to life again. And with the niyat of man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani, wa man ahyani faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani fakana ma'i fil jannah, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. So it is our duty to make that effort and endeavor that we make the sunnahs alive. Yes, if somebody is helpless, he's got some problems, then he sets up. But that also, we shouldn't sit like the proper way of sitting at the table. We should, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was also in his old age, couldn't sit down. But then he would just like keep a coffee table or something, or just a stool or something, and put the food on there. He says to sit like properly at the table, that is tashabbuh bil kuffar. And we should try and avoid that, whatever form we can, and how far we can keep away. But today, unfortunately, in many of our religious gatherings also, tables and chairs become a major part of the feeding system. And it's properly the table and the chairs and that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have the love of the sunnah and to follow the sunnah. And give us the essence of the sunnah, of the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Together with that, one other point also, a question was asked by somebody to one Darul Ifta, and the answer, and I thought I will just share that. I thought it wasn't so serious, and it's a thing of the past. But the World Cup, the soccer World Cup that is carrying on, in the question, the person is saying that people make sajda of shukr when the team scores a goal. They make dua for their team to win. And they make shukr namaz if their team won, etc. And the answer was more or less, I would not in the exact words, but these are very, very detrimental to our iman. Now all this love of the kuffar, the soccer, etc. And as we have mentioned many times, that it's their determined effort to get us involved into sports and entertainment. And on the other hand, at the same time, we might not be aware of it, but in Palestine, Gaza, they are bombing the refugees who are in tents. They got whatever they got, but they are bombing them, and almost every hour there's a bomb that is falling. Now, just imagine what is, and we are celebrating all their evil and all the filth and dirt, and we are happy about that. While they are killing, and the ummat, kajasadin wahidin, is like one body, It is not like my brother, it is like me they are bombing. And while at the same time they are bombing me, I'm celebrating all the sports. And I'm taking part in their sports, etc. How can that ever be possible? Not only from a religious point of view, not only from a moral point of view, from any way of thinking. How can we? And yet, unfortunately, how many of us are caught up in this? And we just watch the, and the sports has not become, first it was just like kicking a ball or throwing a ball or something like that. But now it has become more than that, and it has become like a religion. And more than religion, sports has become our God today. We die for our sports. The way we love that sports of the kuffar sports, it's unbelievable. And Muslim people, and people who are like in deen, whether it is the students, whether it is the learned scholars or whoever, but we prefer to that way of life over this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, and also we have today a very distinguished alim with us, Mufti Saeed Piprawala of Barbados. He's here with us today, inshallah. We'll ask him to give a few words also. And Allah has blessed him very greatly. He did his iftar here at the Darul Uloom, and he's doing great work there in Barbados and in the whole, all the islands there, all the related islands. The great work is taking place. May Allah accept and accept us all for the work of deen. And from that also, so just for all of us, that we can go back to our hometown country and we serve deen. And we with sincerity and for Allah's pleasure, Allah will open doors for us. We feel it's difficult in my home country. It's a poor country, etc. But Allah Ta'ala will take the work of deen and the khuddam, the people who make the effort for deen, Allah will look after them. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, this ayat of the Quran Sharif and many, many other ayat, that there is only one way that is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala, and that is the path of deen of Islam. Inna deena inna Allahil Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. So another little aspect of it, somebody had asked Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji, that what is Islam and who are Muslims? It seems to be a very simple, straightforward question. The answer, I won't give exactly the words of Hazrat Ji, but more or less what Hazrat Ji explained, that Islam and being a Muslim is not connected with in which home you are born. Like if you are born in a Muslim home, doesn't mean naturally you become a Muslim. In all probability, the parents will bring up the children according to Islam. But we know that in many homes, which we call Muslim homes, but Islam isn't in that home. Another way of life, another ism is in that home, the Islamic way. So being born in an Islamic home doesn't make one a Muslim. Or we're born in a Muslim country, like for example, Saudi, Egypt, Jordan, Malaysia, Indonesia, doesn't mean you're a Muslim because you're born in a Muslim country. Because the people of my skin color are more Muslims, as I know. So being born with that skin color doesn't make you a Muslim. It's Islam. You become a Muslim when Islam is in your life. That is when you become a Muslim. So even a child, even if it grows up with Islam, it was born, but when it became conscious, then consciously to accept Islam, that will make a person a Muslim. So it's very, very important to understand this. It's like a very simple question, that who is a Muslim? You know who is a Muslim, but there is much more to it. And Allah reward Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, for explaining this. So the first thing is our aqaid must be correct. If our aqaid, our beliefs are according to Islam, then a person will become a Muslim. If our aqaid, and today, how many Muslim children, particularly, who go to schools and universities, and they are taught Darwin's theory of evolution, and if they have to accept that in their heart, and we know that definitely in the exam question, exams, there is a question of Darwin's theory of evolution. And if you don't reply it, answer it according to how they want it, you'll fail that exam, and then you won't pass. So how many reply? Perhaps there are those who just for the sake of passing they reply, but their yaqeen is something else. But all this, yeah, influences a person very greatly. What you're going to write, what you're going to talk, what you're going to study, and for that you have to study and burn the midnight oil. You're studying the whole midnight oil, you are studying and you are working hard. So all that becomes part of you. You are being influenced by it. Even if you say that I don't accept Darwin's theory of evolution, but you having studied for it and now replying, if you are the teacher and you teach it and you give the answers also, what are the correct answers, but that thing influences a person. Therefore, the ulama have written that there are two things that influence a person very greatly in any direction. One is the love for those things. Those who love the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, who love the Anbiya, who love Deen, Islam, Quran Sharif, then their lives become like that. And those who love the ways of the kuffar, like see how many of us are here in the Darul Uloom, in very other different Deeni organizations and dini efforts, whatever effort it might be, but their love is still for that soccer, and they die for that soccer. So all that is, so with that, in our, does that, if we have got their love, and the other is companionship, sohbat, whose company you keep, a person becomes like that. In fact, so much so, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. And Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala are the muttaqoon, those who have got taqwa. How to acquire this taqwa? Wakunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Companionship will bring everything into a person. Now, if we keep friends with the non believers, and we keep friends with all their type of things, then automatically that is going to come into us. And in this ayat, in the sixth supara, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya'a min duni al-mu'minin. All this is discussed. Later on, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. A person who becomes a murtad and turns away from his deen. In other words, that love and companionship will eventually lead you. Yeah, may Allah protect us all. May Allah save us. We don't think, we take it as a very light matter, but that is what leads to that eventually. So it's a very dangerous thing. So our aqaid, that is very, very important. And at least the ulama in shu'ab al-iman, all the different departments of iman, which they have counted of 70 and more, then at least the 7, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi ورسوله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. At least that amount, that is essential for all the Muslims. But more than that also. Then secondly, see for ourselves that ibadat must be in order. Not only namaz. Namaz is the most important ibadat, but it's not the only ibadat. But even our namaz is still very much lacking. We do make namaz, but how many of us have got that love for namaz? Or we just do it as a duty? May do that love for that cherishment, desire for namaz, Allah put it in our heart. And then there is namaz, there is roza, there is zakat, there is hajj, and then there is plenty, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah. lot of other things, making the awrad, etc. All those things. How much are we in that? Our namaz, as many times we say, what a pity that in a Darul Uloom we still have to take a roll call. There should be no question of roll call. Everyone should be so particular about his namaz that there is no question of roll call. And when the roll call is taken, even in the upper classes, many students are found to be absent. That, for example, the gates that we have to put for the students to come out early. Otherwise, the gates are closed and then they won't be there for roll call. It's a pity that all that has to be done. So, namaz is so important. But we are so lacking in our namaz. So, ibadat. After that, mu'amalat. And as commonly it is said, today we as Muslims, we regard ourselves as Muslims, but none of our mu'amalat are according to Islam. Kitabul buyu'. How many people will read that? Will read the kitab? And if they do read it, it is for exam purposes. But to bring that all teachings into our lives, we will make sure that our businesses confirm to the laws of the country, that whatever their laws are, you have to pay your taxes, you have to income tax, all the other things, what, how they want you to, the permits if you are importing things, etc., all those paperwork that we will do. But our business according to Islam. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was not allowed to operate a business until he did not pass a test that he knows Islamic law with regard to business. And there are a lot of details in it, in Islamic, how to do business. In fact, like what we will call our deen institutions of our countries, like in India, Pakistan, there were ulama who were in there, but they were very particular of the food they ate, because the transaction that was done was not done correctly. And commonly, everyone uses all those products, but it's not done. Basically, the transaction is not correct. So that business transaction, bay'ah, is not correct. It's a bay'ah fasid, or maybe bay'ah batil. But we are just living like that. So our mu'amalat, we have to see. Then mu'asharat, our social life. Islam has taught us that there's social life also. The rights of the wife of the spouses, the wives of parents, the rights of children, the rights of neighbors. We are not at all, we don't think about that. If I'm just making my some namaz, then I'm a pious person. And if I'm making tahajjud, I think I'm the wali of the time. But it's about mu'amalat, we don't think about it. Mu'asharat, we don't think about it. Then adab, akhlaq, character. And to our character, today we want to be with our friends, to be accepted amongst our friends. But to be accepted in the court of Allah, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't think. So Allah reward Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that he explained that this is when a person becomes a Muslim. And the effort of tabligh and da'wat is for this, that not only to go out in jamaat, but to bring all the whole of deen. And the elan is made always that our success and the success of humanity lies in the fulfillment of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, lies in deen, which are the commandments of Allah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all that has to come into our lives. So it's a very vast thing. And the thing is then also to remain pabund on it right through till mort. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Mort must come in this condition and in the state that we are submitting to all this, to aqaid also, our beliefs also, our ibadat also are all correct, and then our mu'amalat also, mu'asharat also, akhlaq also, and mort comes on that, then a person is successful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Much more to be said, but time is very little. We'll ask Mufti Saeed Saab, inshallah, to enlighten us further.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna alhamdulillah, na'hmaduhu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'gfiru. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natuakkanu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihi illahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu ma ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected gathering. MashaAllah, as Al-Mawlana mentioned about the Dastakhan, one Sunnah Dastakhan. In Barbados, where we are from, the population is about 300,000 and the Muslims, 4,000. And we have like 5 masjids, a few musallas. So in Barbados, we try lots of people. They are very majority Christian, but very receptive to Islam. So just to show how important each sunnah is. So normally we meet people and you tell them, come for some breakfast, you know. Islam is not about, to learn Islam is not just from books. And Islam is not about lectures. Islam is an environment. You know? When they come to an environment, they see the true Islam and they get very effective. And each sunnah has a very great impact on their life. So normally we would encourage people to come for the breakfast. So I remember once we told this one elderly person, we met him in the Kabristan. One person, he met him and he told him, come for some breakfast. So he says, when? He says, tomorrow, come for breakfast tomorrow. So he said, where? So we showed him. He says, over here, come around 7 o'clock in the morning. So he came. We didn't expect him to come, but he came. So when he came, we got some eggs for him, some bread for him. He was elderly. We sat him down, sat him to make him sit down. And all the students, they were sitting next to him on the dastakhan. So they were sitting on dastakhan. They were sitting together, one big kuncho, one big plate, 4 or 5 students together eating. So we placed the food for him to eat. Nice food is there, hot chai, eggs, everything. 2-3 minutes pass, he's not eating. So then we ask him, he says, brother, is everything okay? Should we get something else for you? What are you not eating for? So he says, I'm so amazed. Why are you guys eating on the ground for? Why are you eating together for? Why am I seeing such muhabbat amongst yourselves, eating together, and you're smiling at one another, you know? Just because of that one sunnah, that person became accepted Islam. Just one sunnah. This is in front of my eyes. He said, I'm ready to become Muslim. We did not have to tell him that in the Bible is this, or the Quran is this. Just seeing one sunnah. And that one person became Muslim. He was a means of so many other people becoming Muslim. So that one sunnah of dastakhan, ajib. So, mashallah, we have to try to bring each sunnah in our life. Sunnah is so much. One time, you say, afshu salam, spread salam, wa at'imu ta'am, feed. So, I can still remember, like just now we came, Hazrat Mawlana gave one badam, one salam, one badam. So, I remembered, there's one, when we were giving, there's some chocolates, one chocolate. So we gave one brother, we were going on Gush one day in Barbados. So there was one brother from Guyana. He was not a Muslim. We gave him one chocolate, And that was it. In the morning time, we gave him chocolate. In the evening time, I didn't know where he used to live. But we went and we were going in Gush. And he saw us again. Just because of that one chocolate, he said, I love you, Muslim brothers. You're so nice. You give me chocolate, you know? And he says, is there a program today? I'm going to come for that program. Because you give me chocolate, I'm coming. You know? And he sat for the program and became, and he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When I look about it, I said, Subhanallah. One chocolate. One chocolate was the means of a person becoming Muslim. Yeah, so every sunnah we should try to bring in our life. One last small kaguzari. In Barbados, you know, we were going on gush. Just to show how many people are so easy want to become Muslim. But after that, there's a whole work as well, you know, to protect them, to look after them. We were sitting in the car, and the brothers went for gush. So I'm just sitting in the car. Well, there was one brother, you know, smiling is a sunnah. To smile is also a sunnah. You know, every sunnah has a kashish, has a, you know, a magnet. Just smiling is a sunnah. One brother, he was riding a bicycle, and our car was parked. He passed our car. I just shake my hand and I smile. That's it, shake and smile. He passed the car. A minute later, he turned his bicycle around. He came to the window, and he said, "You know what? Hi, how are you? You smile at me and you shake at me. For so many days, I was thinking about Islam. I want to become Muslim. How can I become Muslim?" I thought to myself, one sunnah, just smiling, was a means of a person becoming Muslim. Just smiling at one person. Yeah. This hamara koi kamal nahi, is not our kamal, our accomplishment. Ye to sunnat ki barakat hai. In sunnah, there's so much barakah. There's so much barakah. So mashallah, all the students here from so many different countries, you know, alhamdulillah, I encourage you, take benefit. We also studied here. It was so beneficial for us. You know, just give you one example. We studied so many places. We went in Jamaat. When we came here, one thing that really touched me is that, you know, when you say, when you take the name of Allah, take the name of Allah with love. It's so simple. You know, it's such a simple sentence, statement. But we never heard that. When you take the name of Allah, say Allah. You know how you say, Hazrat Mawlana will always explain, Fatima, you know, when you say Fatima, one is Fatima, and one is Fatima, you know, it has an impact. If you say someone in a very rough tone, Fatima, she'll also look back at you very, you know, and you say, Fatima, yeah, so that smile, yes, so same way, when you take the name of Allah, don't say, Allah, 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 no, Allah, 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 Allah. Yeah, this is something, you know, we learned here, and so many other things we learned here. Here is, mashallah, you're very, very fortunate. It looks like so simple, and it looks so, you know, it's a camouflage, but there's so much things to gain from this. Idara of yours, adab of ours, you know, mashallah, there's so much mashayikh here, so many satiza here. Try your best. Last thing, mashallah, in Bukhari Sharif, there's one hadith. You know, we should never always look at numbers, you know. Always, you know, sometimes we get deceived by numbers. That there was one student from Canada, he came to Hazrat Mufti Kanpuri Sahib, Dan Barakatuhum, and he asked him, Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, in Canada, if we have the program, but in this way we're on one side is the men, and the other side is the women, people will come. And if we don't have it like that, very few people will come. Only should we have it like that, middle, you know, put the parda in the middle, but men will be on one side, women will be on the side. So Hazrat Maulana mentioned something very important. He said in Bukhari Sharif, there's one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, that some anbiya, they had one follower. Some anbiya had zero followers. Some anbiya had few, had more. Does that alim that has a million followers, is he better, or is that Nabi that had one follower? Which one? Of course that Nabi that had one follower. Yeah. So the main thing is not the numbers. It's the main thing that whatever I do is according to Shariat. I never not do one thing. If I get 1,000 people coming, 1,000,000 people coming to the program, but to get that I had to do one action against Sharia, then it's not worth it. Yes, let us all try our best, mashallah. Everything we do according to Sunnah. And we ask Allah that everything we do with ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me the tawfiq. And that's the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair.